On 22nd July 2011, a summer camp in Utøya, Norway, was attacked by an extremist named Behring Breivik. He single-handedly opened fire on the participants and destroyed the lives of almost 100 people. His main target was the government, and one of the attendees had been the Crown Prince's stepbrother, who unfortunately did succumb to injuries. The attack in Utøya was described as being the deadliest since World War II. Among the victims was a young man named Morten Abrahamsen. During the attack, Morten was huddled inside a toilet with a Christian girl, a Muslim, and an atheist. The Muslim asked everyone whether they should pray together for their safety. Up until then, Morten had always been a bit doubtful about God and religion. He considered himself an agnostic and didn't understand how the act of prayer to the unseen could help them get out alive. Nevertheless, the four of them prayed. The Muslim from Kenya prayed in Arabic, and the rest called out to their God in Norwegian. While praying, Morten started saying Allahu Akbar and repeated it, not really knowing why. Outside, he could hear the sounds of terror. The ground would shake when a comrade fell. There would be an eerie silence after a shot, and the sound of heavy boots was unmistakable. Morten prayed for their lives and asked God to set them free. Morten says, "I feared for my life every second. The hardest thing about Utøya was hearing my comrades who died right next to me. While we were hiding in the toilet, 15 people were shot in the same building. When I finally came out of the toilet, there was a dead person right outside. It was quite a lot to take in." Once he got out, Morten's fight and flight response led him to two options. He could either run or face everything. With unyielding courage, he chose to comfort others. Morten stayed with the police, helped the medics carry the wounded and the victims that lost their lives. But this came at a heavy price. Morten remembers the aftermath saying, "In the beginning, I was terrified of noises, and I was incredibly afraid of bangs. If the doors closed quickly, I would be completely shaking. I then realized that I needed help and was admitted to a psychiatric hospital for 3 days." Reeling from the shock, Morten left the island shortly after. All he wanted to know was, why did he survive out of everyone there? What made him live despite his comrades being shot a couple meters away from him, some right outside his door, no less? He could not shake the existential thought, no matter what he did, and the only answer he got was the prayer the group had made in silence. Morten knew he needed a change in his life. He was drinking a lot, especially on bad days. Utøya troubled his struggling mind. If he didn't take a step now, then when could he? Tomorrow wasn't promised to anyone. He decided to research quite a few religions and landed on Islam. Morten says, "Islam hit me right in the heart, and I believe it is the only true religion. The reason for that is that the Quran has never been changed. There is not a human being who has had influence on it after Muhammad, peace be upon him. It says a lot about how life should be and how to get clarity about things. Like, for example, how to accept death, that life tests you, and that life is actually not easy." Just a month after the attack, Morten said the Shahada and testified his faith in Islam. He finally found peace. He had the strength to battle all his demons, and best of all, he had guidance. Subhanallah. Morten legally changed his name to Morten Ibrahim Abrahamsen and started to work on himself. He found a community to share his struggles with and is now strong enough to move on in life. Brother Ibrahim has completely stopped drinking, eating pork, and chooses to read the Quran a bit every day. He travels with a copy on his commute and tries his best to pray 5 times a day. Ibrahim genuinely believes the Quran is the ultimate guide for life and is a clear advocate for its message of peace and unity. Ibrahim says, "Those who are terrorists are not Muslims because they kill innocents. The Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, said that you should never kill a person who is innocent. If you kill one person who is innocent, then it is like killing 1,000 people. This is why he converted to Islam. The biggest irony is the fact that Breivik, the neo-Nazi responsible for Utøya, wanting to crush Islam. But the attack actually made Ibrahim realize God is great. The exact opposite. Subhanallah. Today, Brother Ibrahim has a diploma in health and devotes his time to Sagatun, a crisis center in Hamar. The community helps each other heal from their mental struggles, move forward from traumatic experiences, and simply extend a helping hand. Ibrahim enjoys his time at Sagatun and learns a lot about himself. Rest of the time, he's at the mosque in Hamar, where he reads the Quran in peace and learns about the religion. Talking about the reaction he received, Ibrahim says, "I met a lot of resistance, also publicly, from people who thought I was vulnerable and had all but been forced to convert. But now it's been nearly 4 years since the Utoya massacre and acceptance of faith, and I'm thriving with my religion. I have found the sense of calm I was looking for." May Allah keep Ibrahim steadfast on his iman. Ameen.